This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Of pressure, you got to rise above it.
Mm-hmm.
Got to harness in the good energy, block out the bad. Harness energy, block bad. Mm-hmm. Feel the flow, happy. Feel it. It's circular. It's like a carousel.
Oh, my brain has got me under pressure. It's got me under pressure.
It's time for the whole show pressure cooker, Michael. And last time around, who did you have in the? You had CSU. Did you put CSU in the pressure cooker again? I forgot to. Really?
You know what? I put you in the pressure cooker.
Why?
Because the prior pressure cookers were so good.
Well, I had Nikola Jokic in the pressure cooker.
And he got crushed by the pressure.
Yeah, but he scored 38 points and had 8 rebounds and had 5 assists and only 3 turnovers. So is it fair to say he individually survived the pressure cooker?
Maybe individually.
So then I survived the pressure cooker. Tonight or today. Are the Broncos in the pressure cooker? Faith just texting in. Are the Broncos in the pressure cooker now?
No.
There's a lot of Broncos fans that are kind of pissed off right now that they're not doing anything. Do something. They're not
fans
doing
it. Fans are in the pressure cooker.
What is?
Fans.
The fans are in the pressure cooker? You're just making stuff up now. I do think there's pressure on the Broncos to do something, but I guess they think they're good enough without spending $12, $13, $15 million on a running back. I mean, J.K. Dobbins did run pretty well. If he can stay healthy, it's a big question. He can't. So there's your answer. I still would like to see him back, and then maybe halfway through the season, R.J. Harvey takes over. Kind of like what we wanted last year. I'm going to go with Steve Smiley. The UNC Bears are playing Montana tonight in their first round. The Bears have to win 3 games, Mike. 3 games to go dancing. And for as good as Steve Smiley is as a head coach, they haven't been dancing yet. It's pressure. It's not like, oh man, if you don't, you're done. But I think Smiley is that good of a coach and that good of a recruiter that I'd like to see him get that payoff at the end. I do think the winner of tonight's game at 5:30 is going to win the Big Sky Conference championship and go dancing.
Yeah, our prediction is in the pressure cooker. Because I also predict UNC. You predicted them earlier.
I did
as well.
Did it before you scooped you.
Go dancing. I put all the seniors whose game this could potentially be their final game. I put them in the pressure cooker.
I'll probably play in like a CSI tournament or TNT or whatever that is. Whatever they are in IT.
Yeah, those tournaments are just kind of like, oh, yay, we were good enough through the season. I don't know if they will.
I mean, they're cool for you and you go play an extra game or two or three or whatever, and that's cool, but... Like me
good
as
for
a
your school
fan.
Unless they have to pay for it.
Yeah, like me as a fan, I'm not like, oh, let's go watch the NIT. Oh, I mean,
that
I don't
even
like
televised?
Yeah, I think so.
ESPN Plus?
Yeah, CSU would probably be an NIT team if they lose once in the Mountain West tournament. I would imagine they would be. UNC would probably be as well. Yeah, but I like the Bears. It's hard to do it though. So that's why college basketball is just a different beast when it comes to evaluating head coaches. Because it is so difficult, especially in a one bid league. There we go. I mean, all it takes is one bad night in the tournament and your season's over. It's hard to judge a coach that way. So, I mean, if you're good and you're constantly flirting with 20 wins a season and... But when do you start, like, when do you put pressure on a coach that is in a basketball conference with a one-bid league? And does that ever really happen? Because he's a good coach. He's churning out great players. Do you ever get to that point where it's like, if you don't actually win one of these tournaments, I mean, that would be years down the road. Years.
I wouldn't put the pressure on him this year. I think if he's upper echelon in the conference, if he's one or two and then loses in the first round again, then you're putting pressure on him. But will he be here next year?
Smiley?
Or the year after that?
Smiley?
Well, he'll be here next year, but like the year after that, will he?
Yes. He's probably had whispers, around his name, but Mike, I just think in the big sky, for a coach to get the real calls, you're probably talking, you gotta take that next step. You gotta coach your team in a tough environment. You gotta coach them through a tournament, and you gotta win it.
And of course they will, and someone's gonna try to poach that egg.
If they go dancing this year, then Smiley's name's definitely gonna come up. I mean, there's no doubt. He's been super successful during his time, and the players he's churning out, I mean, these are some great basketball. They just thought they honored Jonah Radabaugh in the UNC Bears Hall of Fame. I mean, he's got NBA guys. He's got dudes playing meaningful minutes in the, for Nico Medved, Langston Reynolds playing meaningful minutes in Minnesota, and they're turning their fortunes around a bit there. So that's also something that you've got to be looking at, is not just what he's doing coaching players, but his recruiting ability, man. He could go, he probably could go somewhere big and be like an assistant coach and make more money, but just be like a lead recruiter. He could do that too. So, but tonight's going to be big, man. And last time around, we saw the Bears absolutely stomp Montana. Is that a good thing or a bad thing? Is it good that the Bears just throttled them?
I think it's going to be a much closer game. I don't know if it's necessarily good because Montana's going to be hyped for this one. So it's probably going to be an 8-point victory.
By the Bears?
Close game the entire time.
The Bears are a 3.5-point favorite tonight. First time around, UNC lost to Montana 88-79. They were down 9 at the half and then evened it out in the second. It was 54-54, but it was just kind of a rough start for them. Quinn Danker didn't have one of his typical nights. I mean, again, still decent numbers, though. 14 points, 7 assists, 6 rebounds. Brock Wisney was pretty good in that game. They just didn't play great defense. I mean, Montana scored 34 in the first half, 54 in the second half. In the blowout, Montana scored 23 in the first and 34 in the second half. That's pretty significant in the second half to hold Montana to just 34, winning the game 85-57. And, of course, in that game, it was a mixture of guys doing the right things, but it was their defense that really won that game. So I think defensively they're going to have to bring their A game tonight. They've got guys that can score. Certainly, I mean, Wisney had an off night. He was 1 of 7, and they still scored 85 points. But again, you put a lot of extra stress on that defense. I like the Bears tonight. I think they're going to get it done. Ah! Breaking news. Michael, do the breaking news music. I can't do it until you do the breaking news music. There you go. Ah! There we go. Never said it. John Franklin Myers is going to Tennessee. Going to the Titans. So there goes that idea of maybe they're just not wanting to give up a lot of money so they can retain John Franklin Myers. So now how you feel, Mike?
Well, I feel like it's our loss, but it's more his loss. Because guess what, dude?
Okay.
You ain't getting the Super Bowl trophy. No ring for you.
They're not. I mean,
Tennessee's going to suck for years.
At some point,
got a good quarterback though.
So they're losing John Franklin Myers. So far, the Broncos offseason has looked like this. Justin Sternad, three-year, $18 million deal. Adam Trautman, three-year, $17 million deal. Nate Adkins, one-year deal. Sam Ellinger, one-year deal. Third-string quarterback. That's been the Broncos' offseason thus far.
Because they're excited about the draft.
At pick number 30.
Guess they're very optimistic.
Oh, see, you just keep moving the field goal post closer.
I'm just saying what I think they're. I'm putting myself in their shoes, and I'm trying to hone in.
Well,
on
maybe
their
you
emotions.
Should put yourself in George Payton's shoes and sign somebody to play football, preferably on the offensive side of the football. Anybody? Wide receiver that maybe was all right.
They seem to be happy with their wide receivers.
They seem to be happy with their tight ends too. They had Evan Engram, the only one locked up until today, and then they brought back Adam Trautman and Nate Adkins, and that's all well and good. If you're a run team, are the Broncos a run team, Mike?
I don't know. Let's ask Adam Webb. Hey, Adam, would you like to start running the ball more?
Davis Webb. I think you confused Davis. Adam West, maybe, with
Adam
Davis Webb.
Adam Webb.
Yes. Falcons are expected to pursue Tua. Okay, that one's an old one, but it sounds like that's getting closer. I don't know. I'm trying not to be the gotcha guy. It's like, oh, the Broncos are failing because they're not getting all these big-name dudes, but would have liked somebody on the offensive side of the ball.
Are you going to say that if they lose their first game?
Pete Schrager just said that J.K. Dobbins to the Jaguars is a possibility now.
I don't like that. Sign him.
Don't like that.
Sign him, damn it.
I'm searching here, Mike. I'm looking for something. You got to bring back. I mean, there are a lot of running backs in this draft. Is that right? Is this a running back heavy draft? Kind of.
I thought it was linebacker heavy.
Not first round. Rico Dowdle, did we say? I see that the Commanders are interested in him, but nothing new on Rico Dowdle just yet. I know that's who Esai Chris is saying. Hey, go for him. Man. Listen, there's one side of the fence that's like, why are you guys freaking out? They're just retaining guys, and this was an AFC Championship team. The other side of the fence, I'm probably more on that side of the fence, was like, this current offense, I don't think gets you there. But maybe defense carries you again for a third year in a row? Maybe? Yes, Michael.
According to the AI overview, which does partially come from NFL.com, edge rushers, cornerbacks, and linebackers are the richest position in the 2026 draft.
Linebackers? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. They'll probably draft a linebacker.
I think probably get someone pretty high first three rounds.
Probably. Keep building on the defense, I guess. I got a message here. Brady, why are you freaking out? The Broncos should have gone to the Super Bowl if Bo Nix didn't break his ankle.
Yeah.
Are
just
you really?
Put some stuff on his ankles. Glue those ankles. Make sure they work the rest of his career.
Maybe I'll go with you there for this year, but that schedule, Michael. It's not going to be easy for Denver. And I know you're just like blind faith, whatever, and you're, oh, they're going to be win every game.
Don't talk about faith that way.
But you're just like, that's not. This is not going to be an easy thing. So just running it back with the same wide receivers, the same tight ends, and maybe not even the same running backs. Bit of a concern, Mike. Color me concerned right now. I mean, look at the teams on there. They're going to play each team in the AFC East, each team in the NFC West. They'll host the Bills. They got to play the Patriots. They host the Los Angeles Rams and the Seattle Seahawks. They got the Niners on there. You tell me. Give me reasons. Because I think that this team needed to get better offensively today and it's 120 Mountain, and we don't have any real move, any moves at all, anything, nothing, just retaining your own guys. And we're all kind of wondering just how important those guys are, but apparently they are important. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. So are they just missing out on these guys because they don't want to pay? Smitty says, don't forget that free agency is a two-way deal. Free agents have to want to come here and play for Denver. Why would a running back want to sign for a coach who doesn't run the ball? Not much fun pass blocking for Bo Nix. Yeah, but Davis Webb, right? We all know about... We don't. We know nothing about what kind of offensive mastermind he truly is. Although people keep telling us that he knows his stuff, and I think he's a great, sounds like he's a really good football mind, but that's still yet to be determined.
We'll be the judge of that.
Yeah.
Now run the ball more, damn it.
Well, with who?
With J.K. Dobbins, who I'm hoping is really, really good.
Maybe for Jacksonville. He might be really, really good for Jacksonville, because they need a running back now.
Let's get up off of our butts and re-sign him for slightly more than we did last year.
I don't know. We'll see what happens next. But J.K. Dobbins, at least we're looking. Nothing real yet. As far, I've heard that there's certainly interest. Bringing it back. J.K. Dobbins just tweeted this with a Broncos, with a heart. An orange-colored heart and put hashtag home 1 minute ago. What does it mean? Does that mean he's going to be a Bronco?
I certainly hope so.
I would imagine so. All right, let's dig in on that coming up next. It's the whole show powered by Mosquito Joe and Northern Colorado's Voice. J.K. Dobbins, that's what we want to know right now. That's the focus. We'll try to dig into that coming up next.
Watch the madness with us at McCarty's Grill on March 20th.
We are Northern Colorado's Voice.
103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
There's only one feeling, like lighting that open sign for the first time. Like deciding whether or not to frame that first dollar. Like knowing every customer by name when they walk through the door. Whether you're starting from scratch or from a century of tradition. Every business deserves a bank that's been growing communities for generations. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
This is Brian Howell, Colorado Buffalo's beat writer for the Buff Zone, and you are listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
All right, nothing new. Right now, on J.K. Dobbins. So I guess we'll just kind of let that fizzle sizzle for a bit, Mike. I don't know. That tweet, you know, I sometimes we got to look into stuff like that. I would imagine that means J.K. Dobbins is going to be back with the Broncos, and that's a nice secondary prize, I suppose.
You want me to call him?
Yeah, call him. Call him, see what he says. I think he'll be a Denver Bronco. That's got to mean it. I mean, it's an orange heart with the hashtag home. That's got to mean he's going to be back with the Denver Broncos. And I'm all right with it. I'm all right with it. I'm kind of jumping on this weird train of yours about R.J. Harvey maybe being okay. Maybe. I want to give him the ball a little bit more.
I do, too.
All right, Zach Stevens just tweeted out, thank you, Tanner, Broncos nearing an agreement with J.K. Dobbins per source. So J.K. is going to be back with the Broncos. That's better than, hey, the way this was shifting, starting to hear you're going to lose all those guys and then maybe J.K. Dobbins too, but that at least makes me feel a little bit better. On Nuggets play tonight against the Oklahoma City Thunder. Michael, 5:30 is going to be packed. Nuggets Thunder. Normally must-see TV, but the Bears are playing the Grizzlies tonight. at 5:30.
Which one do you think I'll be watching?
I honestly don't know.
UNC.
Okay.
I have ESPN Plus. I'm assuming it's on ESPN Plus.
Should be on... isn't it on one of the... Isn't it on one of the ESPN networks? Like ESPNU?
Uh-oh. Then I don't know if I'll be able to watch.
No. What is the date? Is today March 9th? ESPN Plus will be on. It'll be on ESPN Plus.
Yay!
But if they win tomorrow, they will play at 7 o'clock, and that will be also. It will be on ESPN Plus, but also on ESPNU. So they'll play at 7 o'clock tomorrow if they win, and if they win that, they would go to the finals, and that would be Wednesday night at 9:30. 9:30, and that would be on ESPN2 and or ESPN Plus.
No, so that's like 5 hours before bedtime.
What time do you go to bed?
2.
Do you go to bed at 2 in the morning?
I'm a night person.
What do you do like throughout that time?
I don't know, just random stuff. I hate mornings. You have no idea
mornings. Like random stuff. Like what is that? What are you here at the building at that time?
I'm wherever I am.
Okay. On the Nuggets, though, big one tonight against the Thunder. We'll see if Jamal's actually going to play. Joker was on a podcast, the X's and O's podcast, and said, if we don't win anything more by the end, I wouldn't leave. Yeah, an organic title means something more to me than anything. So he's not title chasing. He's not, that's respectable, man. You know, and again, didn't really think that was a possibility that Joker would leave, but it does make us feel better to hear that it's not going to be about, it's certainly not going to be about money. He's going to make more money if he stays with the Nuggets, but it's not going to be about jumping from team to team to try to get another title. He's going to see this to the end, and that is encouraging. That one's certainly encouraging.
Nope, Jokic is just signed with the Lakers. Sorry, Brady.
But do you just think you need to say things to fill the air? Is that what it is? Just to fill the time? You got to do it.
I wanted to see if there would be sorrow in your face.
Well, because I know that that's just like...
A total lie.
It's just strange. He's under contract, so he couldn't sign with the Lakers.
Oh, sorry. He was traded to the Lakers.
Trade deadline over. So any more brain busters there, Mike? Anything else? You'd like to throw
out? Nothing
else. All right. Faye says, the Big Sky pregame and postgame peeps were blah, hard to listen to. Well, yeah, and it's going to get really hard to listen to if we... I mean, we're going to hear Joe Cravens tonight, right? He'll be on the call. But not tomorrow or in the finals.
Yeah. We'll see how bad ESPN Plus's crew is.
You can't replace Joe Cravens, Michael. You just can't. He's almost, you could just tune in to watch him, whether you're interested in the game or not. He's become one of those guys. I saw Barstool Media like did a full story on him, full piece on him last year, and said it's one of the broadcasts you need to listen to, or like this guy is one you need to listen to. Like that was a year ago. And now ESPN's coming in saying, no, we're good. But no, taking me back to the Joker thing. This is why, like, everything looked really good in the offseason. The law offices of Tenzer and Wallace trading Michael Porter Jr., getting Cam Johnson, making room for Tim Hardaway Jr. and Bruce Brown and Jonas Valanciunas. All of that was looking really good. And then they all go, they decide hiring David Adelman would be the best shot for them. And what Adelman did to get this team to win a first round in the playoffs against the Clippers and then to take the Thunder 7 games was so freaking admirable that it seemed like that was the obvious decision. You got to go with David Adelman. But as time goes on here, and I brought this question to you last week, like if the Nuggets get bounced in the first round, should they move on from Adelman? Should he be a one-and-done coach? You say no. I need to see something that gives me hope that Yeah, he's a rookie coach. You knew what you were getting into. To expect a rookie coach to win a championship is crazy, I guess. But I just think with Joker, it should kind of speed up the process, maybe. And right now, it's hard for me to look at the Nuggets and feel like this is a championship team. Because I'm looking at the same things you guys are looking at, and I'm seeing Denver is in sixth place right now in the Western Conference. They're in the playoffs as of right now, but they're only two games ahead of the Phoenix Suns. They're pulling away from teams like Golden State, but the Suns are still kind of in that bubble between play-in and actual playoffs. And Denver's last, basically after the All-Star break, once you got Joker back, this has not been a good team. You know, they lost three in a row to start February. They beat Chicago, lose a close one to Cleveland. They beat Memphis, lost a really close one to the Clippers. That was brutal. They beat Portland, lost a tight one, but then Golden State pulls away on February 22nd. They beat Boston, which was a nice win, but then you lose in overtime to OKC. You lose to Minnesota. Close games against tough opponents, I get that. The Utah game was a win, but it shouldn't have come down to that. And then, you know, you beat the Lakers, and that was a nice win. So the last time we've seen the Nuggets, they were losing. They were getting handed their worst loss in the Joker starting era, 142-103. Scrap it? Is it one of those, scrap that kind of game and move on with life and prepare for the next? I guess. Tonight's going to be interesting. OKC has several guys out. We're going to see if Jamal's going to play. He's listed as questionable. Still good news overall. But I you know, this stretch here started with the Lakers. They're 1-1 in this very important stretch. Things get a little bit easier after the LA game on Saturday. But they got the Thunder tonight, Houston on Wednesday, back-to-back. Then they go to San Antonio. And Saturday, they're at Los Angeles. You don't want to come out of this thing, you know, 40-28. I don't think. Because you're in a tight spot right now. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. Texter says, things just seem off since Jokic's return from injury. Yeah. I think Adelman's having a hard time figuring out what he wants his rotation to look like. And when these guys are playing, I'm going to be paying close attention to that one tonight. I'm going to do the dual thing tonight, Mike, I think. I don't know. I hate doing the dual TV thing. It's hard for me to focus on, you know, both. Tell the story of the game.
I don't like it either. I don't like working and having the TV on.
I know you don't like working.
It's hard to do.
Yeah. Faith says, thought since Casey got Walker, I thought Denver goes for one of their running backs, Pacheco, maybe. Have you heard anything about Pacheco? I didn't even know what his contract situation looks like. But getting J.K. Dobbins back is the secondary move. If you can't get one of those three, Dowdle, ETN, or Walker, or you refuse to pay that much, then yeah, you work it out with J.K. Dobbins. It's a not maybe the plan A, but maybe a plan B plus for the Broncos. And then, of course, hope that R.J. Harvey gets better in the offseason and is ready to be the guy that can give you a lot more meaningful carries and has his vision kind of corrected, his running vision corrected, and becomes a bigger name. And I'm on the fence on that. I'm hopeful. I kept saying I think he's going to be the true Joker for this team, but you saw that with his touchdowns. You didn't see that so much with, you know, running the football. Smitty says, tonight is a gut check game for the Nuggets after OKC basically beat them up 10 days ago. I think this game is absolutely a gut check game. I think Denver's in a situation where they need to start acting like they're a contender. Mike, we're getting down to it, man. Just a handful. I mean, not that many games left. What, 18 games left? And I want to know, I want to feel more confident by the time we get to, April 12th is the final game of the season. That's at San Antonio. Playoffs are mid-April. We're about a month away from the playoffs starting. So, yeah, I think it's fair to say this has got check time. This is an important one for Denver.
Scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the most nervous you've ever been. How nervous are you about the Nuggets?
About this game or about
this
the
game,
most
and
nervous
then also
I've
this
ever
season.
Been? I was nervous when I was getting married. I was nervous when I had a when we had a child.
I saw you crying.
I was that was like the most nervous when my wife was having a baby. Probably the most nervous I've ever been. So to put that in that category, are you talking about sports nerves?
I'm talking about sports nervous. Personal nervous is completely different.
I don't get nervous about the Nuggets in the playoffs until you tell me they're not in the playoffs anymore. And then once the playoffs actually start.
But are you nervous that they're not going to make the playoffs?
No. I am not even nervous. I don't think they'll make the, I don't think they'll fall back to a play-in team. I think they'll I think they'll round out to at least one of those top 6 seeds. But a win tonight would be pretty good. That one's on Peacock tonight. 40 minutes after the hour, Michael, let's jump out and get the latest on the local sports flash.
This is Cato June, All-Pro linebacker, Super Bowl champion. You're listening to 1310 KFKA.
All right, so it's a 2-year deal for J.K. Dobbins. And I guess just given how the day has gone for the Broncos, this one feels like a pretty significant victory, Mike. We'll take it. And, let's go. Let's go J.K. Dobbins. And let's get R.J. Harvey to the point where he's, obviously the touchdowns are huge. But let's get him to the point where he's running the ball well in between the 20s and he's perfecting that running back position. I'm confident. Make him your true joker, man, if Evan Ingram's not going to be that guy. But be serious here. Are you don't have any letdown in your brain about how today went for the Broncos so far? I mean, there's more to come, but the main guys are gone.
I'm sad that Jonathan Franklin Myers has left the Broncos and will not be getting a Super Bowl ring. I wanted him to with the Broncos, but
it's
not going to happen.
So you think the Broncos are a Super Bowl favorite today?
Yes.
They made enough moves to make them a favorite today.
They are a favorite.
Because of re-signing J.K. Dobbins. And re-signing Adam Trautman and Nate Adkins and Sam Ellinger and Palcheski.
Look, we were solid last year. We're going to be
Justin
solid
Sternad.
Again.
Darn it. Justin Sternad.
17-0 win the Super Bowl.
Oh, my gosh. You are unbelievable. They didn't
Hang on,
get
let
better
me drink
today.
Drink my orange-colored Kool-Aid.
They didn't get better today. They stayed the same. This is the same team. It's the same offense going forward. Healthier Bo Nix. But that's what this is right now. The draft could be interesting, but they don't have a guaranteed good spot there. They're at number 30 in the first. And yeah, I know they can go get a lot of guys that could be valuable. But are you expecting this draft to yield some guys that give you meaningful, realistic repetitions in the regular season next year? You hope so. But you never... You certainly with the Broncos, they're draft picks have kind of been slow goes, but they get better as the years progress, which is a good thing. Not necessarily when you're in a Super Bowl window, or you think you're in a Super Bowl window. They didn't get better today, Mike. So far, they did not get better today.
But we're hopeful about RJ. So, Davey, run him.
So that's our biggest takeaway today is
we're hopeful.
Run it back, and we're hopeful. Run it back. We like this team. We didn't want to get too crazy, spending too much money. And they didn't. They didn't spend really much of anything.
Look, the Broncos are playing 5D chess.
Oh, they are.
Everybody else is playing 2D chess. The Broncos are playing 5D chess. They're in a different dimension right now.
I'm not going to sit here and pretend like, oh, they're screwed. But I think one name would have been kind of cool. Like one name on this list. Even at a different position. And again, we still have a few hours to see if Denver... There's still plenty of good free agents out there that haven't been picked up. Devin Lloyd, linebacker. They could go after a guy like him. But so far, kind of an underwhelming day. 49 minutes after the hour, Michael. When we come back, we'll get it. What did we learn on today's edition of the whole show? It's Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hear every single game. We have the madness on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Chris Abshire, Fort Collins, Colorado, and you are listening to the whole show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
The next time you get angry over a bad play, remember you need teamwork to win, not arguments.
Now we know.
And knowing is half the battle.
Hey, hey, what?
All right, Michael, what did we learn on this ninth day of March? We learned that the Broncos are confident in their process and they're not going to overspend. Apparently, they were very interested in a lot of the bigger names in this draft, specifically the running backs. But when that price tag came out, even though they have money, they're not going to sacrifice what they have currently by overpaying a guy, bringing him in here. They think they could probably make R.J. Harvey into a back, I'm guessing. Michael, we also learned that Joker's not going anywhere, ever. What did you learn today?
Step back to his home country. I learned that you and I both think that the UNC Bears are going to do the robot.
What?
And be one of the final 64.
What did the robot have to do?
The robot dancing?
Okay.
Gonna be doing the robot.
That's, of course, that would be your dance.
Or the tango. But the tango's more of a romantic dance.
Okay. Well, that's fun. Michael, we learned a lot from you, apparently. And that'll be it. Do it. That'll be a wrap for us on the whole show. We'll be back at it on a Tuesday. Will we hear anything more from the Broncos camp? We'll get into it if there is. And big games tonight. Huge. Nuggets, Thunder, Bears, Grizzlies. Means more for the Bears. Win. Move on. Lose. NIT, probably. Good night, everyone.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.